It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now. And the timetable will be announced next week. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
Kusobala ukuba ibandla le-Conservative Party selifuna kube lomkhokheli omutsha. Sengikhethe abazangena kudala le-cabinet abatsha engizasebenza labo kuze kukhethwe omunye umkhokheli.
And in the last few days I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls, even in mid-term after quite a few months of pretty relentless sledging. And when
ngizamile ukukhuluma labanye bami ngibabonisa ukuba awuqondanga ukuthi ngisuke esikhundleni okwamanje thina silomsebenzi omkhulu kangaka okumele siwenze kwehlule konke lokhu.
I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself, but as we've seen at Westminster, the herd instinct is powerful. When the herd moves, it moves. And my friends, in politics, no one is remotely indispensable.